All right, guys, got my magic bag here to keep my neck warm. Do you have a magic bag? Look at that. I wonder what's in here. Can you hear what's in there? I wonder if it's rice, maybe? I'm not sure. These have different names. I bought this one on Amazon, and it's called a magic bag on Amazon, but I know my grandma makes these. And she puts flax seeds in them, and then you put them in the microwave for a couple minutes, and then they get nice and toasty warm. If something is nice and warm, it feels good. You can say it's toasty warm. So this is a nice toasty warm flax bag or rice bag, bean bag. I think there are different names. But it's so nice. You just put it in the microwave for a couple minutes and it's like, it just keeps your neck nice and warm, neck and shoulders. Are you jealous of me? Wow, now I just need someone to give me a massage. That'd be perfect. So, guys, today I want to talk about culture. All right, but before we talk about some cultural stuff, let's take a look at this joke. All right, so in this joke, we see Santa Claus sitting on the first floor watching TV. He's sitting by the nice warm fireplace. And on the second floor, there are the elves working, right? And on the left-hand side there's a suggestion box. And one of the elves is putting a suggestion into the suggestion box, but the suggestion box is just the top of the fireplace, so the suggestion just goes down and gets burned in the fire. That's funny. Have you ever worked in a workplace that has a suggestion box? I've worked in several workplaces that have a suggestion box like this. I mean, the idea is that there's some paper and you write your suggestion and you put it in the box as a way of like making an anonymous suggestion, right? The word anonymous means nobody knows your identity. So you can just make a suggestion, put it in the box. Nobody will know it's you. Your bosses, they won't get mad at you or anything like that if it's a bad suggestion, right? So I've never had confidence in these suggestion boxes. I don't know if I've ever put a suggestion into a box, but I have no confidence that anybody actually checks the suggestion boxes. Maybe someone has a key and maybe someone clears out all the suggestions maybe once a year or something. They probably just put them in the garbage. I doubt. I've never worked in a place where I'm really confident that they would read the suggestions from these suggestion boxes. How about you? Let me know. Are you confident in these? Do you have these suggestion boxes in your workplace? It's just funny because the suggestion is going right down into the fire, getting burned up, right? So when I saw this joke, it made me think about something in Canadian culture that might be different than other cultures, right? And that is just giving your opinion on, someone's appearance or what someone should do with their life. I've noticed in other cultures, people are very quick to give their opinions. Now, this might not be a cultural thing entirely. This probably, depends on each person, right? So it's an individual thing. In every country, there are all kinds of people. But I think Canadian culture is, maybe a little bit different from other cultures in that you don't hear people kind of saying their opinions or giving people suggestions so directly as in other cultures. I'll give you some examples, okay? So I've had friends who will just very directly say if they don't like something about your appearance, right? Oh, you're fat. You're fat. You need to lose some weight. Oh, you've got a lot of pimples. Wow, you've got lots of pimples on your face. They'll just say things like that without anything else. They'll just state what they're thinking, So they're thinking something, right? And so they just somehow feel the need to share their opinion. Right, a few months back, I was with a couple people, and one person, they were both not non-Canadians. Okay, one person said to the other person, "You're fat. You're really fat." And then I asked this woman about that, and I said, "What's your purpose in telling that guy that he's fat?" And she said, "Well," she said, "so that he can lose weight and get healthy." All right, so her motive was to try to make this guy healthier. But I mean, to me, it seemed just so unnecessary. It's just so uncalled for and even like rude, right? To tell someone that they're fat, or you know, "Oh, you have a lot of pimples on your face. You know, you should get rid of those. You should fix those," you know. And this is such a big difference in our cultures. You know, I think it's common. Now, let me know down in the comments in your culture. In your culture, do people do this? I've asked people from around the world in different cultures, and they say, "Oh yeah, this is normal. It's normal to point out what's wrong in the other person." Am I crazy, or is that just a little bit too direct? Is that rude? In your culture, would that be considered rude? So what I want to tell you about Canadian culture is that, you know, I think we see it as something just completely unnecessary. You don't need to do that. I mean, the relationship, what are you trying to get out of that? You know, so these kinds of comments, they don't really serve a purpose in the relationship. And so they should not be done in our culture. So, I mean, this is surprising for me that so many people. The reason I'm making this video is because I've had so many of these experiences in my life of people from other cultures just commenting on what they see, and there's no filter between what they think and what they say, right? "Oh, you've gained weight. You've gained a lot of weight. Oh, you got some pimples. Oh, you know, that doesn't look very good on you. Your facial hair doesn't look very good. Oh, when are you going to get your hair cut? I don't like your hair. Are you going to cut your hair anytime soon?" Or, you know, people are just, they just say what they think. So I guess what I'm trying to say in this video is in our culture here in Canada, it's not that common to do that, right? I mean, what's the purpose of it? Does the relationship depend on that? If your friend has pimples, you know, and they can't get rid of their pimples, or maybe they're probably trying to get rid of their pimples, right? And so what, like, is that something that's going to block the relationship? Is that a barrier to the relationship, or is it not? I mean, from my perspective, you know, if you have pimples, what does that matter to me? It's not gonna affect our relationship at all, right? Or if you're fat, does that affect our relationship? Not at all. I mean, for me, not at all. But maybe in your culture, maybe it's a very serious thing, and you need to tell the person that they're wrong so that they can change. Maybe it's, in a way, it's like a loving way to take care of your friends, to tell them that they look ugly. And I mean, this happens. Like, sometimes I ask people, or people tell me, "Oh, my family tells me I'm ugly all the time." Not here in Canadian culture, but in other cultures. And it's like, why? What's the point? What's the point in telling your family members that they're ugly? But what's the point in pointing out that someone has pimples, or that someone is overweight, right? What's the point in it? So let me know in your culture if this is common, because I've had a whole bunch of experiences recently where I'm just like, what's the point? Why do people do this? It's some cultural difference, right? So what I want to say is, here in Canadian culture, it's best not to talk about people's physical appearance, right? If someone's got pimples, and you think that, oh, they look really bad. I want to help them get rid of their pimple. Just forget about it. It's not your business. It's not your job. Here in Canadian culture, it's not your job to fix people's physical appearance. If someone is fat, just accept them that way. Don't tell them that they're fat and ugly and they need to lose weight because they're going to have a heart attack. It's like it's not your job. At least here in our culture, maybe in your culture it is your job, but I've noticed that's a huge difference. You know, I was in a relationship at one point in my life with a Dutch girl, a girl from Holland, and you know, people, Dutch people are pretty direct, right? And so this girl would just tell me, "I don't like your shoes. I don't like this. I don't like that." Right? She would just tell me very directly, and you know, as a Canadian, that was so weird. I was a bit offended by that. She would just tell me all kinds. "I don't like your shampoo. Buy some other shampoo." Right? She just felt like, I don't know. Maybe it's a woman thing. Maybe it's an individual thing. Maybe it's not a cultural thing. But we talked about it a bit, and she, you know, she told me that the culture, you know, Dutch culture is very direct. You don't beat around the bush. You just say what you think, and you know, that's how it is, right? But Canadian culture is, I don't think that direct. You know, people like there's no point in commenting on people's physical appearance, their shoes, their, you know, at least negative, saying negative things. It's good to say positive things, right? "Oh, wow, I like your shirt," or "I like your, you look great." You know, "Wow, your skin looks really nice." But if someone's skin does not look nice, you don't need to do it. You don't need to talk about it. It's not your business. It's not your job. So yeah, you know, sometimes people send me suggestions, "Oh, you should do this, you should do that. Oh, Mark, you know, you should cut your hair. Oh, you should make more videos about this. You should make do this. Don't make videos about that," or whatever. People have feel the need to try to somehow tell me what I should do with my life. Now, what's the point? What's the point of that? Like, obviously, I'm just a normal person. I'm trying my best in life. If I don't look very good with long hair, I mean, I've chosen to have long hair. This is my COVID hair right now, right? It's pretty long. If you can see how long it is there. Just untuck it from behind my magic bag here. So you can see how long my hair. People all the time, people tell me in the comments, or people tell me in real life, "You don't look good with long hair. You look better with short hair. I don't like your hair." It's like, what's the point of that? Like, I'm choosing to have this hair for a reason. I have my reasons, right? Maybe it's hard for you to figure out, but people do things that sometimes don't make sense to anybody else, and they have their own reasons, right? And so, I mean, it doesn't. Sometimes I wonder why people try so hard to control other people's lives. Why don't they just accept that that's the person's personal choice? You know, how they want to wear their clothes, what they wanted, how they want to do their makeup. It's just ridiculous. So let me know, guys, down in the comments, am I out to lunch? Like, I'd never comment on people's looks unless it's a positive thing. I would never tell people, "Oh, you should, your hair's too long, your hair's too short. You should do this. Ooh, you've got some pimples there. You should try that product. You should do this, that." What's the point? So, you know, here in Canadian culture, if you're from a culture like that is always speaking your mind about people's, especially their physical appearance, I would say train yourself, practice to just put a filter in between your brain and your mouth where you're not just constantly talking about this. Some people, they just constantly talking about this. They have nothing else they can do with their life. What I would say is just look, find something else to do with your life. And if you come to Canada, find something else to think about and to talk about. Don't talk about people's physical appearances because it can be interpreted as pretty rude, and you might end up losing friends over it. So I care about you guys. If you come from other cultures to Canada, just keep that in mind. Keep it in mind that you're not going to talk about people's physical appearance at all, except if it's like a positive, you know, compliment. Oh, wow, I love your shoes. I love your shirt or your dress, your hat or something like that. Because people can make the choices that they want to make, right? Canadians really love their freedom. You know, people like me, I love my freedom. I can do whatever I want. I can think whatever I want. I can say whatever I want. Hopefully Canada stays that way. We'll see what happens in the future. But freedom is a nice thing. You can do whatever you want. And sometimes people do things that they know themselves that it's not a good thing. And that's the thing. Like, if someone is fat, you don't need to inform them of that because they already know. People aren't stupid. They already know that they're overweight. If someone has pimples, yeah, they already know that. If someone has problems with their teeth, oh wow, I don't like your teeth are, they're crooked. You should go to a dentist and get braces. Like, people already know that. The person who is dealing with something knows it better, and it's more of a personal thing to them than everybody else combined. So they don't need to be constantly reminded of it, right? Maybe they're making a certain choice with their body. Maybe they're trying to gain weight. Maybe they're trying to lose weight. Maybe they're trying to do whatever. So just try to be sensitive about this. And I would say it's not just about physical appearance, but just general life stuff. You should do that. You should do that. Now, if you want to give someone a suggestion in our culture, a good way to say it is you might want to consider doing blah, 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 right? You might want to consider. That is a very non-direct way, very indirect way of giving someone a suggestion. It shows that you're not trying to control them. Right? The thing is, if you say, oh, you should do this, you should do that, it sounds like you're trying to control them. It sounds like you're their boss or their mom or something like that, right? So a nice way to do it is to say, that's better. I needed some water. So yeah, a nice way to say it is you might want to consider getting a gym pass. I just saw a deal at the gym. If you're interested, there it's 50% off at the gym. You might want to consider getting a gym pass there. Okay, I mean, even that, even like hinting. see, when people are sensitive about something, like let's say someone is fat. And they know they're fat, they're sensitive about it. Even if someone hints at it, they know that person is hinting that they're fat, and they might even be offended about that, right? But probably the nicest English you can use is to say, you might want to consider. You're using the word might, which gives them the power, right? You're not forcing them. If you say you should, that's a little bit too far. That's too direct. The point I'm trying to make is that it's in Canadian culture, it's not your job. So you can relax. You don't need to take that responsibility on yourself to fix everybody. I mean, yeah, we all have opinions. Ooh, that person would look better with short hair, long hair. If that person would lose some weight, they would be so much better looking. I've heard that recently. If you would lose some weight, you would be so much better looking. Guys, here in Canada, that's completely inappropriate. Now, people, I don't care if people say that to me. Right? People all the time, cut your hair, lose some weight, whatever. I'm used to it. So it doesn't bother me, actually. The thing is that for other people who are not YouTubers, because YouTubers get so many comments all the time, they just kind of get used to it. So I don't really care. If you guys tell me I'm fat, go for it. Really, you can comment anything you want. I won't delete you. Except if you're posting links to sites that are not good. That's happened a few times on my channel where people will post links to, let's just say, some bad websites. and then I block them, right? But if you criticize me, if you say, Mark, you're fat, you're ugly, I hate your hair, I welcome that. I'm not going to block you because of that, right? Now, if you're abusing other people, well, that's a bad thing, right? Then I might block you, but I haven't blocked maybe a few people on my whole, in 4 years of my channel, I think just a very few people who are posting really like spam or posting, you know, inappropriate content or that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I just thought I'd make a video about that because when I saw this joke, you know, I just thought these poor elves are trying to give Santa suggestions, but he doesn't care. They're just burning up, right? So when you try so hard to fix somebody else, and if they're not really interested in it, don't waste your time, you know, and don't do it here in our culture, because like I said, you might end up losing friends over it. You know, keep your opinions to yourself here in Canada. When it comes to other people's lives, just let them do what they want to do. It's not worth risking the relationship over it, but maybe in your culture it's different. So that's why, and I've had serious conversations with people about this, and they look at me and they think I'm crazy. Like, why would you not want to tell someone, why would you not want to help someone by telling them they're fat? That's being very rude to them if you don't tell them they're fat. So this is just a completely different culture. You know, it's just ridiculous. So I guess if I go to other cultures, some other countries, I need to be a lot more direct and in a way kind to people, maybe, and tell them they're fat. So let me know, is your culture this way? If I come to your country, how direct should I be? Should I tell you I don't like your shoes? I don't like your hair. Oh, you got some pimples. I see that. You've been eating too much chocolate, haven't you? No more chocolate for you. All right. So let me know, guys. Am I out to lunch on this? Or what's going on here? Out to lunch means just crazy. Kind of like, am I... If I say, am I out to lunch? That means, am I kind of crazy about this? Or am I misinformed? Am I missing something? Am I out to lunch? No, I don't think so. There's some major cultural differences here that people should know about. And so I just wanted to talk about that while I let my neck muscles kind of relax with my nice magic bag here. So guys, let me know your thoughts on this stuff, this cultural stuff. Boy, sometimes it's this is just crazy how stark the differences are. Stark means very, what's the word stark mean? If we talk about a stark contrast, that means a really noticeable, a big contrast between two things, right? Some cultures are just butt heads. If you live in a place where there are goats, two goats butt heads, right? Some cultures around the world just butt heads. So I don't want you to come to Canada and then have like a problem, like butting heads with people, because sometimes people might get aggressive too. They might think you're being aggressive to them, and they might get aggressive back to you. Especially if people think you're telling them they're wrong or they're ugly or something. Who are you to tell? You're ugly. I hate your face. You know, they might get angry. I'm just warning you, right? So Canadians are nice people, but they have their limits too. So just, I would say, stop the constant badgering. Maybe, do you know what the word badger means? Badger is an animal. And if we say someone is badgering, that means they just don't, they're not shutting up about something. So imagine if you're fat and I'm always telling you, hey, lose weight. When are you going to go to the gym? When are you going to lose weight? When are you going to get a personal trainer? When are you going to get rid of your acne? Right? If I'm doing that, I'm just badgering. I'm constantly badgering you to do something. It's like, I'm trying to control your life. There's no point in doing that. So it's a good idea not to badger. Stop badgering and just let people live their own life. So I can think of countries that I've interacted with people, like I mentioned Dutch, you know, Eastern Europe is pretty direct, Russian, Korean. This could be an individual thing, but it's also a cultural thing too. So let me know down in the comments what you think about this, because to me it seems like a bit crazy. Now let me know if I need to change when I come to your country. I don't know. There's so many countries I want to go to. I want to go to Brazil. I'd love to go to Brazil. A lot of my subscribers are from Brazil. I'd love to go to Vietnam, the Philippines. Right now with the pandemic, I can't really go anywhere, but I plan to travel more. I'd like to go to these places. I'd like to go to Russia. I'd like to go to Ukraine, other countries in Eastern Europe, you know, Central America, I mean, Central Asian countries too, like Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, those ones. Wow, that'd be awesome. Or more Central American. I know I have subscribers from Nicaragua, you know, Honduras, El Salvador. I want to travel again. So I'm sick of this pandemic. Smash like if you guys are sick of this pandemic. You want to get back to normal. So keep your fingers crossed for me that I can travel again. But let me know, if I come to your country, should I be offended? I mean, am I going to be offended? What are people going to tell me? Like, should I prepare myself? See, that's what I'm trying to do in this video. I'm trying to prepare you for coming to Canada. So I want you to give me some tips down in the comments of how you can prepare me when I come to your country. I didn't mention Africa. Sometimes people comment, hey, Mark, why haven't you talked about that? And it's funny how here in in North America, sometimes people talk about Africa as just one big country. It's not. It's a very diverse continent. And I would like to come to Africa for sure. In fact, I almost went to South Africa one time. I was very close to booking a trip to South Africa. I'd love to come to Morocco, Egypt. I know I have really nice subscribers from Morocco, Egypt, you know, different countries in Africa too. So I want to go to Africa, but in my examples, I tend to talk about places where I've already been. I've been to Europe probably like 5 or 10 times in my life. I've been to Southeast Asia, like Thailand, Myanmar, Laos. Remember, I went to those countries. I've been there a couple times. I've been to India a couple times. So that's why I talk about those countries. But actually, I'd really love to travel all over the place. So keep your fingers crossed for me, guys. That's it for this. Let me know your thoughts. I'd really appreciate your thoughts, because I want to learn. I realize when it comes to this kind of cultural stuff, butting heads, sometimes it's not a matter of right and wrong. It's a matter of understanding. And yeah, when I was talking to a person a few months ago about like cultural differences, I can see the value in not getting offended. So remember I told you about the woman who told the guy that he was fat? I asked that guy, are you offended by this? And he said, no, I'm not offended. So he wasn't offended that she called him fat. Now, they were both from a different culture, and they were both from the same culture, so they understood each other. But for me, observing the situation, I just thought it was crazy that she was calling him fat, but he wasn't offended. So, I mean, guys, sometimes this cultural stuff is, and I think he even appreciated it. He appreciated and he changed his life, I think. He went on a diet or he started exercising or something. So that's so interesting. I don't know. It's just like a cultural thing that you tell people the bad things in them because you want to help them. To me, that seems crazy. but maybe to you it's normal, and it's maybe it's me who's wrong. And so it's, this kind of stuff makes me think, and it's good to think about different cultures. So guys, let me know your culture when it comes to this kind of direct trying to fix people's lives. Like I said, here in Canada, just forget about that. Don't waste your time on that. It's not your responsibility. So that's the best tip I can give you guys. Well, hope you're having a great day wherever you are. I think I'm going to pop this magic bag back in the microwave. Let my neck get a little bit more warmth before I hit the hay. Hit the hay means go to bed, or you can say hit the sack. This is called, you could call this a magic sack, a bag, any kind of a bag like this. Like you could call it a sack too. So I'm going to pop this sack in the microwave, warm up my neck a bit more, and then I'm going to hit the sack, go to bed. So I hope you guys are having a great day. Thank you so much. I love you. Wherever you're from around the world, if you're from Africa, you're from Asia, your culture is awesome. Teach me about your culture, and I'll try to teach you about my culture. All right, that's it for now. Over and out. I never say over and out. That's not the way I end videos. How do I end videos? I say, I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.